Greetings to my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Pastor Jamie Mead of Lewis County. I want to share a word of encouragement with you on this National Day of Prayer. For many of us, this COVID has upended our lives and businesses, and while we pray for our first responders, medical professionals, and essential employees, we can't help but feel a sense of anxiety about the livelihoods and care of our family's financial needs. It's a great opportunity for us to remember the faithfulness of God. David often does this in the Psalms when, after lamenting and petitioning the Lord based on his circumstances, he reminds himself of what the Lord has done in the past and what he has promised to do. And on this track record of faithfulness, he can rest today. Yes, we are very aware of our mortality and the economic instability, but we have a great hope that is found exclusively in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of 1 Peter, the apostle reminds us that we are really exiles in this world. If we are of the kingdom of God, we have a greater hope than this world. He says in chapter 1, he says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the temporary residents dispersed, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and set apart by the Spirit for obedience and for the sprinkling of blood of Christ Jesus. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, uncorrupted, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being protected by God's power through the faith and salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last times. You rejoice in this, though now, for a short time, you have had to struggle in various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more valuable than gold, which perishes, should be refined by fire, may result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Lord Jesus, we thank you for the hope that is ours through your blood spent for us in your death, burial, and resurrection from the dead, defeating death and reconciling us to the Father. I ask, Lord, that you make yourself real to every man, woman, and child that is still looking for the only hope that endures beyond this life, so that they can be restored to you. On this National Day of Prayer, Lord, I pray that you break our hearts over our sin and draw us to repentance. Father, I pray that you humble our leaders and give them wisdom, that you strengthen our medical professionals and build up our marriages and families. And Lord, I pray that you bring unity to us, your people. Thank you, Father, for your enduring provision in our lives and this nation. We pray this to you, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the power of your Spirit. Amen.